Welcome to your five for the day. Every year, thousands of grey whales make the long journey from the coast of the Bayern Peninsula in Mexico to the rich feeding areas in the waters around Alaska. A grey whale was making this migration when it swam into lines that were attached to crab pots and buoys. These lines were both long and strong. The whale tried to escape the lines by rolling in the water, but its rolling only made the tangled mess of lines around his body tighter. The tangled lines made it impossible for the whale to find food, because when it tried to swim, it had to drag the buoys and crab pots along with it. The continual dragging of buoys and crab pots sapped the whale's strength, and the chafing of the lines cut deep gashes into the whale's body. Every year, some of these wonderful animals get caught in crab lines or nets of fishermen. Sadly, they usually end up dying. Would this whale be one of them? The whale tried the only thing it knew to free itself by rolling in the water. But that did not free it. It only made matters worse. Any one of us who tries to free ourselves from our sins are just as unsuccessful. It's impossible for us to cut away those tangles and knots of sin. No amount of obeying laws, good works, or self-improvement could ever set us sinners free. We need the freedom only the Lord Jesus can provide. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. By the grace of God, the Lord Jesus himself offers to set us free from our sins, if we are willing. Back to the story of the whale. A fishing boat was cruising several miles off the southern coast of California when they spotted the distressed whale. As the boat moved closer, the crew could see the magnificent creature was tangled and trapped in the lines. They felt sorry for it and decided to show kindness to the helpless creature by cutting it free. The crew lashed sharp knives onto strong bamboo poles which they had on board. Slowly and carefully they positioned their boat alongside the huge animal. The whale stopped its slow swimming and let the boat pull alongside. Even though it was an untamed creature, it seemed to sense the fishermen were trying to help it. Several of the crew leaned over the side of the boat and very carefully began cutting away the lines. About an hour later, when the last line was cut, the now free grey whale slowly swam in a circle around the boat as if to say thank you before swimming out into the freedom of the ocean. What a sense of relief this giant, intelligent animal must have felt when it was set free. Have you felt the great relief that comes from being set free from your sins by the Lord Jesus? John chapter 8 verse 36 offers this wonderful relief for any sinner still trapped in their sins. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. You see, as sinners, we need to be set free, because all of us have become entangled in the lines of our sins. There are no exceptions. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When we sin, it's as if a rope connected to the weights of guilt and shame gets wrapped around our hearts and acts as a drag on our lives. It blights our joys, wrecks our peace, and wounds us in the depths of our souls. And what cruel wounds those cords cause. Sin is nobody's friend and causes shame and misery in this life, and eternal sorrow and agony in the life to come. The Lord Jesus is able to cut away the cords of sin from the human heart because he went to the cross and bore the punishment for sin's awful shame. How wonderful it was that the Lord Jesus, the very creator of the universe, would come and die in the sinner's place. On the cross, he finished what was necessary that all who trust in him might be forgiven and receive the gift of eternal life. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The fishermen cut the grey whale free from the lines that held it and gave back its freedom of the ocean. We too need to be set free from the cords of our sins by the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved for a future happy life in heaven. If you will take the Lord Jesus as your very own Saviour today, you will thank and praise him for the rest of your days, and you'll also have the promise of a home with him in heaven.